This dictation is on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Data is 11-12-49. The 63-year-old female presents with an initial concern of some intermittent numbness of her feet, right worse than left. But she also comes in with a list of other concerns. In terms of her feet, she has had surgery with an external fixator on her right ankle. In April 2011, she had the internal hardware removed. She has had some decrease in sensation over the top of that foot since her initial injury, but she thinks that the lack of sensation in the right foot has been increasing over the past month. She reports that she feels like there is some numbness about 60% of the time. She's not noticed any new swelling. She has some chronic swelling along the lateral malleolus since her surgery. She reports she feels the numbness on the top of her foot and along the lateral edge up to the lateral malleolus. On her left foot, she finds that she gets a decrease in sensation several days per week. It lasts for about a half an hour at a time and then resolves. She finds that the right is worse if she's been sitting for long periods of time, but she's not able to find a trigger on the left. The right ankle is more stiff and uncomfortable. She has not noticed this on the left. She's also noticed that she gets muscle spasms in various muscles, particularly her lower legs, back, and shoulder. She has had an issue with an elevated CPK on Crestor. This was last tested on October 30th, and she was restarted on Crestor 10 milligrams. Her other issues include difficulty with sleeping. She finds that some nights she sleeps okay, but many nights she's awake, either with hot flashes or just feeling unable to go to sleep because she's worried. She finds that she has anxiety most days. She thinks it started about 5 years ago, but has gotten significantly worse over the last year. Her other issues is she would like to lose weight, and she feels like she's cut down on her calories, but she has not lost any weight. She's not able to exercise due to her ankle issues. She also has a concern of a decreased libido, and this has just been progressing over the last several years. She finds that she has hot flushes both night and day. At night, she has some nights with none, but other times she's awake 2 to 3 times. She thinks her last period was about age 51. As above, she had been on Crestor, and then the doses have been decreasing. When she was at a higher dose of Crestor, she was having soft BMs every day, but she finds that as time has changed and her dose of Crestor has changed, she still has a bowel movement most days, but they're much harder and it's more difficult to go. She reports with all of this, she is very fatigued. Objective vital signs are as listed. Her affect is appropriate. She gets mildly, she appears mildly teary when she is discussing her lack of sleep and her anxiety. Breath sounds are equal and clear. Her heart rate is regular with no murmur. She has no significant peripheral edema. Her neck is supple and palpably normal. An abdominal exam has normal bowel sounds. No masses are appreciated. No tenderness. Her feet have good pulses bilaterally. She has slightly diminished vibratory sensation near the right lateral malleolus. She has some very mildly decreased vibratory sensation along the toes of both feet. Assessment is fatigue, with paresthesias in her feet bilaterally, associated with anxiety, sleep disorder, and menopausal type symptoms. Planned, we had a long discussion that these issues may or may not be related. We are starting with blood work. She's to get a CBC, CMP, TSH, and CPK. It was attempted to be drawn here today, but she was not able, but she was too nervous and was not able to be drawn. She will come back tomorrow to get it drawn, to get it redrawn. I would like to see her in 1 week's time to follow up on the blood work and to make any future plans. She's agreeable to this plan, and this is the appointment on Deborah Thompson.